Top of the morning, you know. We back posted on the block with Skip, and you know, it's about 8:30, and I'm still just like dwelling over last night. Last night I had officially my worst game of the season. It's eating me up, honestly, because I put up 23 shot attempts, and I made only 7 of them, literally. So it's just like, what did I do wrong? I know exactly what was the problem. Okay, I had a 7-foot pencil body dude guarding me. You know, those 7-footers. He's African too, so you know those guys that just want to run, jump, move side to side, just be active, because he has no skill like on the offensive side. But it's just his game. The game plan for them was just to make life as uncomfortable for me as possible. You know, and he did that, like. It's not like whenever you got a layup on a normal guy, a guy my height or a guy smaller than me, it's just focus on making my layup. I don't even have to focus really, but like against him, it was like, man, you gotta bump him into his chest before you go up on every layup, or you gotta float it up a little bit higher, and that just mentally it did a lot to me, man, because my first 2 shot attempts were like step back jumpers, like totally not me, but just me thinking, like, okay, I need to do something to get the ball, like not get so close to him. It's like floated up around him, you know. But after those my first 3 shot attempts were off, I got an easy layup, and then I thought I was gonna be good after that, but I just kept struggling. It was crazy, but because okay, this was Sunday night, Saturday night. I had 25 points, like 19 rebounds, and my problem that game was I still felt like I didn't play great. I didn't play that great because they put like a guy my height, but he was just like kind of built like the Big Show, but no, he just kept hacking me or whatever. So like I didn't utilize my mid-range game that game. Like I kept going back down low and like backing him down, but I learned my lesson, like, okay, whenever I have somebody like that, that's, like, kind of fat and immobile, I need to take him out to the mid-range, you know, juice him, and then go to the rim. So I fixed half of the problem. Like, okay, I got the 7-foot on me. I know he can't keep up with me when I put the ball on the ground and start dribbling. So I get it. I face up, size dribble between the legs. I'm gone to the rim. Now, in a normal game, it'll be a dunk or an easy layup. But now, whenever I do my 1-2 step, I'm like, okay, well, let me float the layup a little bit higher than what I usually do. He blocked me a good 4 times yesterday, to be honest. And a lot of my layups, I was just smoking them because, okay, well, let me float it up a little bit higher. Float it up higher, bounce off the back of the rim, off. So it was a tough game for me, man. And knowing exactly what I needed to do differently, but just like not executing. So every move that I did was perfect, but just the finish just wasn't there. It was a tough one. The first time I matched up against this big man, I kept putting my shoulder in his chest, finishing with the layups. But this time it wasn't that easy. I feel like I didn't come mentally. I wasn't there mentally. I checked out too, because I had in the first half, I had like 12 points, 12 rebounds, and the second half, I only scored 1 more bucket, you know, and like 6 more rebounds. But that was officially my worst game ever. And then my agent came out to come visit too. So, you know, that game, the first game was a good one, but yesterday, that was a bummer, you know, just because I kept shooting. You know, I'm not going just because I'm doing that, because I'm not making my shots. I'm going to stop shooting now. I'm out here to get my shots up. We're out here to score, so it's going to come through. I knew it's, you know, these type of games are inevitable, man. You're not going to go out here and just get 20 and 20 every night without any troubles. So it's going to be stuff like this. So I'm glad I finally had some competition. Like Khadija told me, she's like, well, don't beat yourself up about it. It's just, you finally got you some competition. So look at it like that. And it's hard. Just cause I watched that game as soon as I got home. I was like, no, I have to watch and see how bad it looked, because I know how bad it felt. Like every time I get the ball, I'm shooting it, and I'm hearing the crowd go, "Oh," because you know, they'd be ready for me to get a bucket. But yeah, last night wasn't it. It was not it. that was tough. We lost two pivotal games this weekend. I'm talking about big games. Like Ancud is a team, they like top three. Like we're better than them. We're better than them. But they just took it from us in the fourth quarter. They just wanted it more. One of their guards went for like 28 or 30. No, he went for 30. He said, "Nah, I'm not losing this game." So in that game, I feel like I wasn't getting the foul calls all weekend, honestly. But you know, I can't blame it on the refs. But we had a rough weekend. Just glad to live to fight another day, though. That's what I pray for every day. I'm like, God, hey, win or lose, I just want to be able to. Whenever I finish this game, we still walking, still in the same condition I came in as before. Fingers might be a little bit jammed or whatever, but you know, just still grateful to be here. So, yeah, today, Monday morning, I'm just chilling I'm chilling all day. I'm trying to get mentally, do some homework, watch the games again, see what I could do differently. Have lunch with my agent, talk about what's next going on and stuff like that. But yeah, I just wanted to fill y'all in on that because, you know, ain't nobody perfect. I know y'all see all the highlights of them screaming my name and all that. But yeah, here's the other side. So yeah, y'all like, subscribe, and leave me 5 stars. And I'll be here with y'all again soon. Appreciate it. We out.